Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and on the line I've got Kori Kori Hawkins. Good morning.
Morena. Morena, Aaron, and morena to your listeners.
So you are running both for mayor and for the Tauranga Takiwā Māori ward. It's a big challenge. Do you want to just introduce yourself to start with?
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Ngarua here. I'm third generation Tauranga Waiwai Marae, and I've got a background in tertiary education and primary health. Mother of five, grandmother of four, and married to my husband Michael for 38 years.
Awesome. And why are you running for two things at once?
Gosh, that's a big question. So I'm standing for mayor again for the second time because people supported me at the first election. So it's about acknowledging the support that I got in the first election. So I'm going for that position again. And the Takiwā Māori role, well, I've got a big background working in mainstream where Māori positions were set up, and I held those positions at Wintec and Waikato Hospital. So I've got a bit of experience taking on new roles that are specifically targeted to Māori.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about those roles. What happened with those two organisations?
So at Wintec, I was their first counsellor Māori that worked with both students and staff. So it was all around retention. Yeah, it was all around the retention of Māori students.
Yeah.
So I was counsellor Māori. I then went on to teach on the Māori counselling degree program. Then I managed the first Māori and Pacifica student support services. And then I went on to do operational manager for Wintec's Marae Te Kōpū Māni o Kirikiri Roa. Prior to that, I was actually at Waikato Hospital.
Yep.
5 years there. And I worked in a multidisciplinary team that was set up to work with teenage pregnancy. And so I was the social worker Māori for that team.
And what was the purpose of, I guess we know what the purpose of bringing in someone who's from the Māori community, but what do you do that's different, or is it just about the connections that you've got into the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's about already having that relationship because of Waikato Tainui, and so the Waikato Tainui area, so the likelihood of me knowing the whānau was, you know, pretty up there, and so that immediately took away the barriers in terms of, you know, talking to somebody in a mainstream institution.
So
I look like them. I'm probably, you know, I'm connected to their marae, to their hapu. And so it was a good starting point for me to be able to support our whānau to navigate through a mainstream organisation.
And do you think that the new Māori seats in the district council, kind of the same thing's going to be happening where you've already got the connections into the Māori community and you can bring the information and the perspective immediately to the council table?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my priority is going to be about supporting whānau Māori to better engage with council. And this actually started back with the old people of my marae, Tūranga Waiwai, who actually agreed to meet with the mayor of Ngarawahia Borough back in the 70s. And what the old people and what the mayor wanted was to build a relationship that would be for the benefit of all people. And so I want to continue with that same kind of thinking, that it's actually about building relationships, that we actually have something to give to each other. We have something that we can share with each other for the betterment of the communities that we're living in.
Yeah. So do you see it?
Yeah.
Do you see that the seat is purely representing Māori people, or you're representing the district as well?
Oh, representing the district. I mean, that's where I, you know, my experience comes in. So even though the positions I worked with were primarily targeted to Māori, I was actually available to all people. So if you look at the position of the Takiwā Māori ward, so you've got the one councillor that will be working alongside the two councillors that get in the general ward. So the two councillors in the general ward, they've got, I think, seven towns that they cover. The councillor in the Māori ward has actually got 14 towns to cover, as well as 10 marae in the same, you know, to cover, and as well as working alongside the two councillors in the general ward. So it's a big mahi.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to another of the candidates the other day, and I think I just asked the question, are the petrol vouchers coming with the job? Because is there any consideration at all about that? Like, this is now a serious question, I guess. Like, you have to cover a large area and many, many communities. No one's tried this before. How's it going to work out, I guess?
See, again, this is my experience working in you know, Waikato Hospital and Wintec. So even though I had a small percentage of Māori students, I also covered international students, Pākehā students, as well as staff. So I've come up with my own strategies to be able to manage that, because I can't be everything to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I was part of a team where we developed a Māori capability framework, and basically it was set up to support our non-Māori colleagues to be able to work with Māori that didn't require a Māori to walk alongside them. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
and so I'll be taking that same kind of experience, I guess, to the council table. Sure, I realise that I'm here to represent, you know, the whole constituency. But here's some tools that I want to be able to share with you, so that we can share the mahi. It shouldn't have to be on the Māori councillor to cover everything. I've been hearing that. I've actually been hearing that when I go out to meet the candidates, that general ward councillors are really looking forward to the newly appointed Māori councillor to come on board.
Offload the work to you.
They have their expectations.
Okay.
yeah, you see that happen. But I've got my own strategy and plan to deal with that.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, I can't be everything to everyone, and I won't. I won't do that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, to be honest, that thing about being everything to everyone, I think that's a problem that all councillors and all of council itself faces anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, on a different sort of subject, what's the feeling out there about having these two new seats? I'm sure there's a fair bit of excitement that it's happened, but is there a sense of hope that it'll make a difference, or is there a bit of we'll wait and see, thanks?
I think it's a bit of both. Interestingly enough, we were at Tamahere last night.
Yeah.
The three candidates standing for the Māori ward, obviously, and there was not a Māori in the room at all.
Okay.
But the question was asked, actually, of the general ward candidates, what are their thoughts? Or, you know, do they support the Māori ward? And they actually stood up and said, yeah, they do. We're really looking forward to it. It's time for us to change. We're already, you know, in a situation where change is upon us, so perhaps it's timely. So I get the general sense that, yeah, I think people are supportive, but we all don't really know. It's a new thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing, too, is, I mean, we're all used to national elections where there's constant polling and you get predictions about how the result's going to turn out. It's much harder at council level, and then with this also, this is a completely new seat. Do you have any sort of perspective or any idea of how things are going with the three of you in the running?
Oh, God, there's a lot of angst out there with all of these reviews and reforms.
Yeah.
So the question you're asking is, do I have any idea of...
Just who's going to win the seat, basically?
In terms of the Māori ward?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's up to the people to make that decision.
Yeah, I get that. That's the right answer, I guess.
Yeah, that's up to the people. I mean, you know, the thing with us as Māori candidates, we're tight with each other.
Yeah.
whoever the people vote in, we're still going to support that person, irrespective of what the outcome is.
Yeah.
Because we all, whānau. And so we talk about that when we go out to the meet the candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you were just saying and that... go ahead.
And so, and I think people are kind of... community are taken aback with that concept.
Mm.
Or tahitanga, or working together. We're not actually competing with each other because we all have different styles of leadership and experience that we can bring, that we can take to the governance table.
Yeah.
And so whoever gets in, that the council, the governance table is going to be really lucky to have that person.
Yeah, okay. Now, you were just saying before that there's a lot of angst out there. What was that a reference to?
About the reviews, specifically the reforms, specifically Three Waters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is. I mean, we're hearing a lot of stuff that I don't really understand. I guess there's the... Yeah. Tell us from your perspective what you've seen.
So the biggest angst is around ownership of assets.
Yeah.
Whereas I've got a slightly, mine is completely not that. Mine is actually about people died. People died because they drank contaminated water, and that goes down to council, who are responsible for our drinking, our stormwater and wastewater. And so that's the thing that I'm focused on. And I guess that comes from my background in counselling and social work. It's like a reform to me is like an intervention. We only had to put in an intervention if somebody's life was at risk.
Yeah, it's right.
When I talk about that, people kind of park it and say, well, it's actually about ownership. And they talk about, Waikato Tainui and the division that's going to cause because Waikato Tainui are in the mix now and it's undemocratic and... That's all way above my ears. They're talking about ownership. We don't own the water.
No, I don't understand where that's come from. I think there's people who've figured out they can stir up some voting support for their particular side of the fence, by promoting these ideas. They don't actually make a lot of logical sense.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's distracting from the real issue. And there's good examples of what you're talking about, because over in, was it Havelock North? They had a lot of people got sick a couple of years ago from the water supply.
People died. All people died. I think up to 800 people were hospitalised.
Mm.
And yet you want to focus on ownership of assets? I don't get that. I think, so I'll be taking... I guess a really different perspective to the council, to the governance table.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the mayoral side of things. How would you be different as a mayor?
Different leadership style, different conceptual thinking. I guess it's the same around the reform. I see things differently. And so we look at our council vision to build livable, thriving, and connected communities. So connectivity for our current council, obviously led by our mayor, is around connectivity around highways, footpaths, cycleways, connecting with other towns, whereas my perspective is more around connecting with people, connecting community with other community.
Yeah.
The people connection that's high on my agenda, I realise that we have to, that's part of the responsibility of councils or what I spoke about earlier. But my focus is going to be more around people connection at the governance table, people connection at the executive and council space, as well as at the frontline staff.
So, do you think that there's a lack of, like, it's just a thing in our wider culture at the moment that there's people are less connected, just at a personal level?
Yeah, and I'm seeing that and hearing it more from the community.
Yeah,
We talked about angst out there. That's another angst that people are expressing out there. The what is it, that there's too much too much staff in council, so they think that, what's the point I'm trying to make here? They're concerned about too many people in council, and none of that is beneficial to them out in the community. They're not getting the results.
Okay.
So
yeah.
But all of these resources that are in the council space, we've been asking for the same thing out here in the community, and we're not getting any results. So it says something about a connection between the governance, the executive, and the
I think we,
you know what I mean? And the operational side of it, something's not right there.
It's something that we've noticed out here is that, and I talk about this constantly now, is that if the staff, if we've got staff who live in Raglan and Whangaroa, they automatically do a better job of serving the community just because when you live here, you know things better.
And that's what every community that I've gone out to are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and so what we have, we landed with that? Well, there's a review on local government, isn't there?
So, can we talk about one of the things that the other mayoral candidates have said is about putting aside the big review that's happening, even though that's going to land soon. But most of the mayoral candidates are talking about giving more powers to community boards. Would you be in agreeance with that?
Giving more power to community boards.
Because the community boards, all they can do is advise council. They can't make a decision.
My sister's on the community board in Ngāra Wāhi. I do understand what the role of community board is.
Right.
Yes, because, I mean, they're at the coalface with the people.
Yeah.
Yeah? But I don't know. I need to get in to learn, you know, to learn more about that. But in the first instance, yes, because they're at the coalface with the people.
Yeah, yeah.
People are more likely to talk to them.
So
their hands are
And another issue that seems to be coming up constantly is the housing issue. Do you think that's something that can be worked on very well from at the council level?
I think so. I think there's potential for better collaboration with iwi council and central government. See, that's that relation, that people stuff again, working together, you know. Okay. I think that people are working in their own little silos, and I think that we need to work more collaboratively with each other.
Now that in terms of the new seats, and it's a step in the direction. Back to the background, right? We have a treaty for Aotearoa, and that's a founding document, and it does talk about a partnership. So do you think in the long term, the really long term, there might end up being more than two Māori seats on district councils? How do you see that, or what would you like to see? What's your vision for that?
Oh, look, I'd just like to get started with these first two and see what comes out of that, really. I mean, my priority really is about, first of all, working with my people.
Yeah.
Because when, you know, the first election, there was just no engagement whatsoever, but there was interest there because some Māori stood for the first time.
So you're talking about 3 years ago, that election when you first stood. Yeah.
Yeah. So the level of interest has increased from 2019. And I think there's a number of other issues there too. I mean, it's like, look how people are rising up anyway. And so, in answer to your question, I think let's just see what comes out of the this election in terms of the two new councillors. And then, strategize from there moving forward.
Okay. What would you say is the number one thing that you'd want to achieve on the council in the next 3 years?
Is to have more engagement with Māori and their local council.
Okay.
So it goes back to what my kaumātua started with the mayor way back in the 70s. They wanted a relationship. They wanted each other to you know, to work kotahi together for the betterment of each other's, so the mayor for his council and the old people for, you know, for our marae. So I'm going to be focused on going around to all the marae in my rohe, in my takiwā.
Yeah.
And get a sense of, what our people want in terms of a relationship with the council.
Since that first meeting in the 70s, how do people feel that relationship has been over, because that's, 50 years now?
Yes, that's interesting. Now, my father served two terms, actually, 6 years, and then he moved us to Hamilton City. And I think there's only been two others after we left, two other councillors.
Yeah.
There hasn't been one from our pa, Jesus, I'd say three elections now. So what started out as a really exciting relationship and, you know, a genuine commitment to each other, it's fallen down. I think it's fallen down.
Yeah.
So my sister and I returned home 6 years ago, and we're just picking up where our father left off.
Yeah.
So my sister served a couple of terms. She served two terms on the community board. She went for councillor the last time, but I'm doing it this time for both of us, because my sister's not in a position health wise. So that's why I'm standing for both the councillor and and the mayor.
Yep.
So we just want to be able to pick up what our father started and what our kaumātua started, like you say, almost 50 years ago. Because when we came back home 6 years ago, it's awful. It's very different from the place we grew up, and we're asking ourselves, what happened here? What's happened to our town? You know, and specifically, where's the relationship that was started?
Yeah.
You know, with our council and our pa. And so that's our driver. It's my driver.
Yeah.
I want to pick that up again.
Hey, folks, we're talking to Kori Kori Hawkins, who is running for mayor and for the Tauranga Takiwā Māori ward. And Kori Kori, do you have a last message or a statement about why people should vote for you?
Oh, look, it's actually about voting in the first instance, if I'm talking to our Māori, whānau hapū and iwi. Get out and vote, whānau. You know, that's the first step to getting our voice at the governance table. Why should they vote for me? Because I've been working at the coalface amongst the people for over 30 years, and I have the ability to work with all people, not just Māori. So you're going to get someone that has the ability to go into places like Tamahere, as well as go into places like Tūranga Wawa. And I don't think that there's many people at the governance table that can do that confidently like what I can do.
So yeah.
Vote.
That's the main message. Vote.
Yeah. Vote.
Okay, Kori Kori, thank you so much for your time this morning, and good luck.
Thank you, Aaron.
Good luck with the rest.
Thank you to your listeners.
Okay. All right. We'll catch you again.
Okay then. Kia ora.
All right, folks. That was Kori Kori Hawkins, and Tauranga Takiwā Māori wards. That covers half of the district. Whoever wins that seat is going to have a busy old time trying to get around the whole community, all the different little towns, the many marae, and many different councillors and community boards they'll be working with. Hey, we've got time for a little bit of music before the news. This is Lost Tribe Aotearoa, Lost Generation 2.0. We're going to be talking about the Karioi project after the news, and then Team Squad's in studio with their new single after that.